Good morning. And how are you? Today we celebrate, of course, the Feast of Divine Mercy. And as we celebrate the Feast of Divine Mercy, it's about what Christ did for us at the resurrection and the crucifixion, that everything he did was to give us his mercy. And if we listen to the opening line of the second reading, it's pretty great because it just talks about we should praise him for it. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy gave us new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." So this mercy then gives us hope. And it's interesting, isn't it, that mercy, for mercy to be real, mercy needs to be something that we give, huh? And so I'd like to propose that this day, on the Feast of Mercy, we don't just focus on receiving mercy. We do that. But don't make this great Feast of Mercy a selfish day. You know what I mean by that? I did my novena, I'm going to go to confession, I'm going to get the plenary indulgence, I can get everything. It's just about me and what I can get. That makes mercy something that it's not, a selfish reality. Even in a church, think about the gospel today. The apostles should have been upset because Jesus was alive in their presence, right? They should have been, "Oh, we're sorry, Jesus, we're so sorry. Oh, Jesus, we're so sorry that we betrayed you. We're so sorry we turned our back on you. We're so sorry we ran from the garden." But they didn't. They just sat there, and Jesus came to them, and he didn't come and yell at them, did he? What did he do? He just said, "Peace be with you." Huh? The only one that had to change his underwear was Thomas, correct? Because he didn't believe it at first. And then Thomas came, and then Jesus appeared, and he goes, "Okay, sorry, Jesus." Oh. Now, he had a different reality. But they all received the mercy of God. They didn't even have to wonder about it. They knew they got it. They didn't have to keep thinking, "Oh, God, no, wait, let me tell you some more about how sorry I am, God. Let me give you some more, and I'm really, really, really sorry. And let's talk about this now every day for the rest of the time I see you. Can I just tell you how sorry I am?" It wasn't about them. They knew that the God of the universe, when he died, died to forgive them. That we have to be assured of mercy, right? That's what it is. It's a gift. It's a gift given to us. He gives it to all of us so we don't have to keep focusing on ourselves and our sinfulness. We got to ask for mercy and receive mercy and then let it be done. And then we get over ourselves to become instruments of mercy to others, right? As I've talked about a lot before, he talks about peace and he talks about mercy today. And I said, you can never be an instrument. You can never receive peace if you seek peace. You can never receive mercy if that's all you want to do is receive mercy, because it'll die inside of you. The way to receive mercy and peace is to be a instrument of peace, an instrument of mercy. And then we ourselves receive it. Isn't it interesting? Jesus, when he gives the apostles the gift of forgiveness today, he doesn't give it to them for themselves, right? I can never forgive myself. I can never look in the mirror and say, "Larry, are you sorry for your sins?" "Oh, yes, Father, I'm so sorry for all my sins." "Then, Larry, I absolve you of your sins," huh? That'd be the greatest trick in the world. I would love that myself. But the reality is, God did not give me the gift of forgiveness of others for me. I can never, ever, ever. It doesn't work on me. The gift of mercy isn't given to me for me. It's given to me for thee. Period. I can't do any of it for myself. I need to go to someone else to receive the mercy, and I got to give the mercy. But I can't give it to myself. So what does this mean is, first of all, we accept today the mercy that God gives us, and we are grateful for it. We don't keep begging for it and begging for it and then keep thinking about how bad I am. That is not of God. It's always from the evil one, I promise you. And those of you who love to feel bad about yourselves, I'm telling you it's not from God. I'm just telling you. Receive the mercy. Praise God for the mercy, and then be an instrument of mercy to others. Right? And it's not just forgiveness. Of course we must forgive people. That's the reality. But it's the spiritual and the, what's that word? corporal, for the five of you who know that, the spiritual and the corporal works of mercy. And that means we feed the hungry, we bury the dead, we take care of the poor, we instruct the ignorant. And all those things, when we do that, we become these instruments of mercy. That mercy isn't just about forgiveness. Mercy is love in action. It's giving hope to people. It's always concerned about others. So today, as we celebrate and we praise God for his great mercy for us, yes, we receive the plenary indulgence. And again, you'll be able to receive that today if you've done a novena, if you go to confession and out today, hear confessions after the 3 o'clock hour. So we'll start, somebody will be in there during the 3 o'clock hour, we'll do our Divine Mercy hour from 3 to 4 today, and then we'll be hearing confessions. So you can get all that, absolutely positively, but don't let it end with you today. When you receive this great mercy of Jesus Christ, decide today that you will always be an instrument of mercy to others. Let's forget about ourselves, and let's focus on being this instrument of mercy, that God would look at us when we drop dead and say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You didn't keep it for yourself, but you gave it to everybody you met." Then we become the instrument of salvation and mercy to the world. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May it you know his love today and forever. Amen.